think there's probably a lot of truth in that. I don't actually think this is a major organised political protest or anything like that. It's pure criminality, and it's lots and lots of kids using their various forms of messaging, BlackBerry, so on, Facebook, whatever, to say, hey, let's go downtown, let's have some fun, let's riot and let's start looting. It's as simple as that.
And because of the nature of the way that element of organisation has happened, and also because of the number of different areas we're now talking about, very difficult for the police to do.
It's very difficult. I mean, I'm finding this very worrying. From what I'm seeing, it looks to me it's arguably the greatest challenge the Metropolitan Police have faced since the 7/7 bombings. And I think there's some questions to be asked about the strategic leadership in the Metropolitan Police here.
Let's talk about their tactics at this point in time. As you watch these pictures from earlier in Lewisham, for example, we've seen many examples over the last few hours of the line being formed, the attempt to contain what's going on. Is that the right approach?
Well, I think it's very difficult. You've got the constables, sergeants and inspectors out there doing an outstanding job, taking lots of casualties. Some of them are working 24-hour shifts. People are brought in from all over the southeast of England. There's very little more they can do because these shields, the boots and so on, are very heavy. They chase after these young people in training. They're never actually going to catch with them and close with them. And arguably, do we really want to do that? Because it's not a pretty scene when they do.
And we'll put them in front of the courts, and we will be asking the courts to send down significant sentences in relation to this form of activity. There are many thousands of young people in London who do not commit crime, and we are seeing communities blighted by the actions of a few. But I do implore people, we do ask people to implore you to actually ask people to clear the way for us, to allow us to arrest those that are engaged in that activity.
Going back to what we were saying about tactics, forming lines, containment, not wanting to get too close to those who ultimately you want to control, and also going back to what Tim Godwin was saying, be in a position to have evidence, presumably at some point in the future, to prosecute and take these people through the courts. We're getting a lot of correspondence from viewers, a lot of whom are mentioning, for example, water cannon and other methods of riot control. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think as we look at this tactic that's been used, it's a standard police tactic of lines of shields. You can do very little more than just stand there and take the brickbats and maybe chase people. But you can't actually keep the crowd distance from you, so you start to take casualties. The great advantage of a water cannon is it actually drives the crowd back and has the secondary value that when people start to burn things, you can actually put it out with the water cannon. And thus, you don't get these fires, if you like, being the meeting point, the very visual sign that there's a real problem here. Had there been water cannon in Tottenham on the first night, we wouldn't have seen all those vehicles being burnt in the way they were. And if there'd been water cannon probably deployed in Peckham, they would probably have been able to put that fire out in the bud.
Are there other tactics that they could consider at this point?
Well, in the very worst case, if the violence reached extreme ferocity, they could consider the use of plastic batten rounds.